Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, Disney's taking over the App Store, and this one is very excited about
it. I am so excited. Plus, Foursquare gets a whole overhaul at how it looks, how to set up the perfect iPad mini, I'm a fan, and some feedback on productivity apps.
All that, and the Wikipedia rabbit hole has never been easier on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Nature Box. Order great-tasting, healthy snacks delivered right to your door. Forget the vending machine. Get in shape with healthy, delicious treats like coconut cashews. Baby! To get 50% off your first box, go to naturebox.com/twit. That's naturebox.com/twit. Hey, it's iPad Today. Sarah Lane,
that
Leo LaPorte.
Yep. How's it going? I was just responding to somebody on Twitter who was like, are you ever going to start the show? And I wrote back, nope.
Not as long as I have to respond to people on Twitter. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, come on, Thomas.
This is a special day today.
Why?
Steve Wozniak's birthday.
How old is he?
Gosh, I don't know. I think he's 60. I think this is his 60th.
Well, that's a special birthday, then.
It's a special day, I think.
Happy birthday, Woz. 60 years young.
Without Woz, there would be no Apple, there would be no iPad, and life would be a lot less interesting. He's one of the great characters in technology.
Friend of Twit. Would you say so?
Well, I've known Steve and his wife for a long time.
Yeah.
We've been on three or four cruises together, and he's been on the show. I remember we did, when the second iPhone came out, I don't know what I was thinking. The 24 hours of iPhone. We did a 24-hour broadcast.
That's right.
And Woz joined us.
You were waiting in line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Woz joined us. And that's actually where it revealed that he'd gotten married to the world and to whom he'd gotten married, which turned, because it was a friend of mine. And I said, you married Janet? And he said, yeah. I said, well, congratulations. She's wonderful.
Didn't he have a thing with Kathy Griffin?
That was before that, yeah.
Okay.
Well, he did.
I'm glad to hear it.
That was before that. No, it was in Kathy's show, the B-lister or whatever. And in fact, he showed her the one-button hack for the iPhone. I remember that.
Right.
But that was many moons ago.
The whole thing was...
Before Janet.
Strange.
And then remember him in Dancing with the Stars.
Never watched it, but I know that he competed. And
he did.
He was let go early,
yeah, very
as I recall.
Early. Actually, they kept him longer than... I would have. At one point, he actually did the fish. You know that dance where you get on the floor and flop around? I think that's choreographed.
I think that's the worm.
Or the worm.
It's not a fish.
It's like a fish.
The fish would just be like if you're having convulsions.
Yeah.
It wasn't
a graceful dance.
Dancing with the Stars usually, I feel like, is not a good idea.
Depends on the star.
I mean, if you like are already a dancer, sure, go for it.
I feel for the dancers who have to work with people like Woz. Woz was mad. He felt like they had cheated him because
he was made a mockery of?
No, but he stayed on a long time, and he felt like he had the votes because apparently they'd hacked the system, and that he should not have lost. He had everybody voting, dialing crazy and everything, because that's Steve. He loves to hack systems, so...
So he thought that he was going to win.
Not an illegal
hack. Based on the Apple army. Well,
yes.
Turns out that Fox Fox station viewers have other plans for you, Woz.
Woz is convinced that he did win the popular vote, but they ignored that because they really wanted to get him off the show.
I see. Yeah.
Which may be true.
So we should talk about the fact that even though this is iPad Today, we do have... A report started from Recode, tech publication, that the new iPhone will be announced on September 9th, which is less than a month away.
We talked about it this week on MacBreak Weekly, and Renee Ritchie said in the spring he had said that based on previous years, it's always that second Tuesday of the month.
Yeah, because Recode didn't give – it wasn't as if they got an invitation.
Right.
Apple didn't say anything one way or another.
Sources said so.
Right. But there's no specific – like, this didn't come from Apple.
Right.
It's still, at this point, speculation. based on source.
But in history, past history, yeah. It's always been the second Tuesday. Usually then what happens is a week from the following Friday, another 10 days, the phone is actually available. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to pre-order it a week from the following Friday. Actually, you may be able to pre-order it right away. Now, I don't think they're going to announce the iPad at this event.
Well, they've split up those two announcements.
Right.
Because why bundle them? You know,
right.
you do iPhone announcement in September, you do iPad announcement in October. They're both big events. We cover both of them live. It's at least in people who care about Apple. It's, you know, these are big days. Why would Apple put all of that together? Why not space out the fun? What's interesting, I think, about this year is if the rumors are true that we're going to get a larger iPhone, 4.7 inch, and possibly also a 5.5, how does that affect the people who are thinking of buying an iPad? Do you get an iPad mini or do you say, well, maybe that 5.5 iPhone is the right call for me because it's a little of everything?
I use a 5.5 inch phone, and it is so close to a tablet size that you don't need a tablet when you
use a phone. See, that's too small for me.
Too small in terms of a tablet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's half the size or less.
Yeah.
So that's 5.5 inches. So if there is a 5.5 inch
iPhone. It's big, though.
Yeah.
That's big. If I put that in my back pocket, it's going to stick out too much.
Yeah.
I like my,
You like the 4-incher.
I do. But I also liked, before the 5, I liked the size of the 4S, too.
3.5 inches.
Now, of course, when I see one, on a table or something,
I'm so dinky.
How do you live? Yeah. But
remember, it was...
It's like I have to be convinced that things need to be bigger.
That size was to compete with the even smaller BlackBerry.
Mm.
So we have gotten bigger. Apple's gotten bigger at a slower rate than others.
Right.
The other question is, and John Gruber kind of dropped a little hint bomb, that maybe the iWatch would be announced September 9th as well. I don't think that's true.
Now, we talked about this before the show, and I said, how about that, a wearable? I mean, I'm dying for it. And you said, well, then he tweeted and said he was kidding.
He said he was kidding after getting all the hits. Then he said, I was just kidding. I don't think he was kidding. I think he really meant that it would be. I'm going to go on record. My sterling track record predicting all things Apple.
Right.
I don't think they're going to announce a watch this year at all.
You don't? No.
Which means they almost certainly will.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're doing.
I was wrong about Beats. I've been wrong about a lot of things. Because, it's hard to predict what Apple's going to do. They really march to the beat of their own internal CPU clock, and I think that it's possible, but I feel like that we haven't heard anything about an iWatch at all.
We have heard lots of things about an iWatch.
Oh.
Apple has patented the name iWatch in several countries. They've hired people who have like 20 years experience making watches.
Well, a lot of those people, especially the health people, could be really for an iPhone.
Yes.
Putting that kind of stuff into an iPhone.
Sure. Okay.
I'm not saying they'll never announce a watch.
Yeah.
Although I wonder.
Member Eddie Q says product lineup this year is the best he's seen in his 25 years at Apple.
They always say that. They're good marketers.
I know.
It's the best iPhone we've ever made.
Well,
if it were worse than the previous year, that'd be kind of bad.
Yeah, let's hope it's not bigger and clunkier than last year.
I think there's not much you can do with the iPad. We know what they're going to do. They're going to put a thumbprint reader on, a fingerprint reader on
Touch ID.
Maybe a little bit of faster processor, an iOS 8, and call it a day.
And call it
a day. Go home, have some sushi. And
say, we don't care.
We're done.
Yeah, have some sushi. those Apple execs.
They love their sushi.
About the uni.
What is the subject? What is the subject of today's program? It's my fault, isn't it?
It's your fault because it's Disney. Not that I have a problem with Disney.
I think love Disney. Who doesn't love Disney?
I mean, I feel like I'm in it.
Our intern raises his hand.
I feel like I'm in a lull with Disney in my life because I'm not a child and
you don't have
children.
It is the highlight of your life to take your kid to Disneyland.
I like going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
I have been a while. But
you haven't been because you're not a kid.
Well, but I've gone as an adult with adult friends, and we've had a really good time.
I remember bringing Abby there when she was 5 years old. She had a Minnie Mouse dress,
yep.
A Minnie Mouse hat, and she met Minnie Mouse, and she practically fainted.
So cute.
She was so excited.
I think I was probably about the same age the first time
really
I went.
Jazzed.
It was like, I mean, nothing gets any better than that.
It's fun to see it through a kid's eyes,
yeah.
I have to say. I mean,
absolutely.
That really was great.
So you said, how about a Disney theme? And I said, are there really that many Disney apps? And sure enough, there sure are.
It's pretty much an unlimited supply.
It's so weird, really. So if you just look for, if you just go to the App Store and you just search for Disney, right? You've got the Disney Channel, Where's My Water, which we've actually profiled on the show before. Line, Disney Tsum-Tsum.
I have that,
we'll get to that in a second. Yeah. Frozen, Free Fall, My Disney Experience. I mean, it just keeps going. There are a ton of Disney apps. A lot of this stuff is obviously aimed towards kids, so it's not necessarily the right game for people of all ages. I mean, you've got Temple Run. You love Temple Run. Disney Storytime.
Some of this stuff is a Disney franchise. Like Temple Run, it's the Brave edition.
Yeah.
Because it has the Brave.
Disney Creative Studio, where you can draw stuff.
The $5 app you just scroll by is Wait Times, which is hysterical. You can, or maybe you didn't scroll by. It's certainly on the iPhone. For $5, you can find out how long the line is at a Disney theme park.
Oh, well, that's
crazy talk.
That's, where are
that's
we?
That's crazy talk.
Where are we? My Disney Experience?
There's so much.
Now, that one.
That's a good one. It's a map, right?
I just downloaded it a few minutes
Holy
ago.
Holy cow, you got a lot of pages.
I know, I'm crazy.
Wow.
So, this is My Disney Experience, which is for Disney World specifically,
and this
right?
is official.
Yeah.
There are many unofficial apps as well. Our Amtrekker has a couple of great apps for Disney fans. There's a number of Disney Secrets apps, like Secret Stuff to Look For. There's all sorts of stuff. But I believe this is an official Disney app.
See, I love the Dumbo ride.
It's I love
so
that, too.
It's so cute. Yeah. 30-minute wait. That's not so bad.
That's in Florida or in Anaheim?
That's in Florida. This is just Walt Disney World specifically.
They have one for Anaheim as well, Disneyland.
Yeah. It's kind of neat, though, really, because if you're obviously going there as a family or even just, you know, a group of friends or alone, all of this could work for you.
What's your
plan out your time.
Giant teacup stance? Are you pro or are you con?
I'm pro.
Well, you don't mind?
Why would I mind?
Well, that makes me nauseous.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't care.
Because you're going one way, and then the kid grabs the wheel and spins it the other way, and...
You don't like the Tilt-A-Whirl then either.
No, that's another one. I love that ride. But you know what I love
it's
is
so fun.
There were a couple Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Oh. Abby drove.
Oh, so fun.
Going through walls.
Yeah. Is Mr. Toad still around?
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I think they got rid of the Peter Pan ride, and I was so mad.
That's the one you're flying over London.
Yeah.
They got rid of that?
Well,
they got rid of the Tiki Room.
I might be making this up.
I remember when they decommissioned the toucan from the Tiki Room.
Ah.
Very sad.
I remember on Pirates of the Caribbean when it used to be men chasing the women.
Right. Now
and
what
then
is it?
They changed it because it was misogynistic.
So they're chasing the dogs?
They're chasing
the dogs have their wiener.
They're chasing like money or something.
Oh.
And even as a kid I was like, wait a second. That's not the way the ride's supposed to be. Mm-mm-mm. Bring back the wenches. Which is probably a bad
Here's some good news. Glenn says that Glenn, who is an expert on all things Disney, he's been on a Disney cruise. Not with children, just him and his wife. He says the Tiki Room is back.
Disney fans take it seriously.
They take it very seriously.
I know Disney people, and it's not a joke at all.
So
it's a lifestyle.
Here's one. We mentioned this Disney Tsum-Tsum.
How about some yes, please.
Can I enlighten me because
it's related to the Line app, which is a messaging app that originates in Japan. Wildly popular.
Very popular. In fact, I downloaded and installed Line the other day just to see. And one of the things people love about it. Oh, listen to the sound. Turn up the sound on this. It's so cute. These are little stuffed Disney characters. Line, which is huge in Japan with its own characters, a bear and a rabbit. I think they thought to make it in America, maybe they need to have Disney characters. So these are stuffed animal Mickeys and Winnies.
But what is happening?
Don't know. It's Japanese. You just have to guess.
But no, you're just looking at some like...
This is the cutscene.
This is the intro, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Tsum-Tsum.
Tsum-Tsum.
Now I'm going to log into my line here. Got to make sure I'm under 25. All right.
Okay. Why?
And this is for the in-app purchases. So all of Line stuff is free.
Yeah.
But you have to, or often will want to pay a little bit extra. Let me. Look at this. This is good for the 12-year-olds.
Yeah, you got to read that.
Terms of service.
Here's a EULA. Would you like,
do you mind? Can you give
sure
me? Can you give me a little time to read this?
Don't skip over Appendix D.
I'll agree to it. What the heck?
Yeah, why not? I just want to play with the Disney
characters. What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
Yeah.
See, I knew you were going to get.
Don't look because I haven't logged in yet.
I've already logged into my line account.
Are you already logged in? Let's see.
I'm a little better at preparation.
So, is it a messaging app? What is it?
Good question. Okay, so here we are.
I'm a little bit more prepared.
Shh, quiet. Checking line login. You'll see that I'm already logged in. Tap to start. There
okay.
we go. Retrieving game data, user data.
Holy
and
cow.
I mean, this is it looks horrible.
It's almost
to me.
Time for the Disney Store to open. The Tum Tums, all tuckered out from a long night of playing, are about to wake up. Here's your Tum Tum. Oh, you get a plush Mickey.
So this is for like little kids.
Yeah.
Because
well, you
is
might
not
be
fun.
Surprised how many grown-ups. Okay, you ready? You got to connect three tum-tums in a row during fever time. I think this is, like, kind of fun.
You would.
I think it's like Candy Crush or something. It's got cute music. Seven or more tum-tums to get a...
Oh, my God. This is like a nightmare.
Oh, you get a bubble. Tap the bubble. Oh, nice job. Tap the bubble, see what happens. Tap it, tap it. Cool.
See, this is so you.
I know. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Connect the tum-tums.
I'm not even reading what I'm supposed to do.
Are you? Your tum-tum is Mickey, so clear the Mickey tum-tums. Yeah.
Okay, this is just...
okay, all
I'm
right.
not the target audience here at all. This is a Leo game. Wow, that gave me like
you can play
stress.
That against your friends over line.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
We did show before the Disney Action, the Disney. So Disney Infinity is Disney's
it's free app, by the way.
Whatever. All of this, everything we're showing you up to now is free because Disney wants to give you all this because they want to get you into the Disney world, and they know they'll make their money later. We mentioned Disney Infinity, which is a game. It's on consoles. It's on the PC. You get Disney, real-world Disney characters. You put them on a special thing. Now you become that character, whether... And it's all the Disney characters. Everything from Toy Story, Mickey Mouse, everybody. And we showed you Disney Action. I thought that was really fun. That's the one where I made a... let's press the right button here. I made the movie of you being attacked... by the monster from Monsters, Inc.
Right.
Remember that? So these are the same action figures as you see in Disney Infinity. And that's why they call it Disney Infinity Action. And so you got a toy box. And we can make a movie. You know, I wonder if it still has my movie that I made with you. I don't know. Boy, it'd be fun if it did, but it doesn't. I posted it on social media so you can see it.
It's true.
This is the game that you actually play with the console. Oh, you like you have a lot of pages. This is called Disney Infinity Toy Box. These are all the action figures you can get to play with this. It takes a long time to load. Holy camoly. If you're a kid, you know, it's like, okay.
Well, you know, they want to make sure that you're getting the branding into your brain.
Oh, yeah, get the branding. In-app purchases on this as well. Let's do the swipe controls or classic decisions. So difficult to decide. Forget it. Oh, you get the idea.
Why does this happen?
Because I didn't sign in on this. You see, I have one at home, and I have one here, so I'll have it. I'm signing in at home, and I just didn't get around to signing in here. We were in such a rush to get the show started.
we really were.
Busy doing rap songs.
First things first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, do you have other Disney apps?
No, that pretty
apps?
Much concludes
that,
my...
That pretty much concludes...
Well, I had one more. But that actually, you are the Disneyland... I have the Disneyland Explorer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so this is...
Well, show me really
California.
Quick. Let's see if it's...
California.
I can't imagine
to
it would be all
that
different.
To all those who come to this happy place, welcome.
Actually, it does look very different.
Yeah. Here's Walt welcoming people to the happiest place on earth, 1955.
Because, you know, Disneyland is that's the original one.
Right.
I've actually never been to Disney World.
I have. It's very much like Disneyland, only bigger.
But you have to go to Florida.
You do.
See, I don't like that idea.
Well, it's farther. We're so close to the actual Disneyland that we don't need to.
I guess so.
But, look, you could tap things. Mickey and the Magical Map. Join Mickey Mouse in a magical adventure into the heart of imagination. This is a thrilling... So this is about all the attractions at Disneyland. And you can get an idea. This is a great, fun thing to do with your kids. If you're going to Disneyland soon, you can, ahead of time... Oh, there's your favorite, Dumbo the Flying Elephant. You can, ahead of time, prepare them for what they're going to see, map out what you're going to do, make a schedule, stuff like that. This is, again, this is the official. There are a lot of unofficial apps. But I think this is, you know, this is pretty nicely done. Disney has a good app development experience. So these are all, there's the Tiki Room. See, it is still, boy, I'm so happy. The Enchanted Tiki Room.
What's that one secret restaurant, level 7 or something like
oh,
that?
Oh, how do you get there?
I've tried. They won't let you in.
Really?
Yeah, it's like this.
You have to know somebody?
Yeah, it's like a secret restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sure. This is so weird. Is this like, if you can't make it to Disneyland this year, we could walk through the Haunted Mansion anyway. Yeah.
Critter County.
I don't remember Critter Country.
Yeah, that's for little kids.
Yeah.
Toontown's newer. That's kind of fun.
You know, a lot of, like isn't Tomorrowland all different now?
Yeah, they keep adding stuff.
And now
they
got
the Great California Adventure, and you can soar over California. Yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, there's some fun.
And I should say, we also showed you, and I think it was Brian Burnett who loved it so much, that Mickey, what was the name of that Mickey Mouse?
Castle of Illusion.
Castle of Illusion. That is actually, of all of the stuff that we're talking about, I think that's my favorite. It's a 3D platformer based on a 8-bit game that Brian played a lot when he was little. Sega Genesis.
That's right. I remember this.
And I think this is really, really well done. I really like this one. I can recommend it.
Sega.
Anyway, why don't you do something while I start this game? These things take so freaking long to start.
Why don't I do something? I mean, I could tell you guys if you would like.
Here we go into the land of Disney.
If you would like a theme for us to cover, something perhaps that makes more sense than Disney.
This is a good thing. Now look how this is so well done. Don't you feel like this is well done?
Right. Yeah. That's now I remember. Yeah, because Brian showed us what it used to look like.
Yeah. I mean, it was 3D. I mean, 8-bit, and this is now 3D.
I mean, this is just, besides the fact that it's Mickey, this is just a you know, like a fun little.
It sure is
adventure game.
Boy, it didn't save my progress. I feel cheated.
Wasn't Mickey Mouse, didn't he have a different name originally?
He did. It was really Fred originally.
It wasn't Fred. It was something else. You guys in chat will know.
Stanley, I think. Stanley Kowalski.
Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie, that's right. That was the first Mickey Mouse short, but he was still Mickey Mouse, but he just played the character Steamboat Willie.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. But his original name was Mortimer when conceived, says Glenn.
Mortimer
who
Mouse.
Should know.
That's Glenn is right. Mortimer, yeah.
Mortimer Mouse. Multiple Mouse.
Anyway, Ryan gives it 2 thumbs up. It's a very hard game, but I think quite a good one. That's Disney, the Castle of Illusion. Mickey Mouse is the star of that.
If you feel like we went through quite a few Disney apps and you were having a hard time keeping up, you can always go to twit.tv/IPT. That is our website. Heard of it? No? Well, go there. It's so fun. You can watch old episodes of our shows. We've done 210 of them. Well, this is the 210th one, so I mean...
No, we've done this one, too.
Well, we're doing it.
We're in process.
Yes. And, you know, it's just a lot of stuff. Leo and I, you'd think that we would have run out of things to say. And perhaps maybe you think that we have. But we just keeping on.
There is some of that opinion, yes.
There is some of that opinion. But no, it's a great show. Good times. And you can subscribe to the show at twit.tv/IPT, which makes it easier to get the show downloaded every week. What are you laughing at, Leo?
You're wandering.
I'm wandering. Yeah. You're right. I'm just going down a path. I don't know.
You know why? It's low blood sugar. No, I understand. It's that time of day.
It is.
You've been working hard. We started the show very early. I think it's time for a Nature Box snack.
Okay. Sriracha roasted cashews.
Does that appeal to you?
Very much so.
You like sriracha? Who doesn't?
Very much.
Cashews, a lovely nut.
Yeah.
Like everything in the Nature Box experience, these are nutritionist approved. No high fructose corn syrup, no trans fats, healthy stuff, no artificial flavors or colors, and a variety that, well, here you have these sriracha cashews.
Thank you.
I'll have the pistachio power clusters.
Oh, no, that was, I want those.
You can't have all of my Nature Box.
Why not?
They're all good. This contains, what do you think? Nothing. Nuts.
It's air.
It's nuts.
Gotcha.
I love the ingredients. Oven-baked nuts, almonds, cashews, and pistachios all rolled up. A little cane sugar, rice syrup, and sea salt.
These are good.
Yeah. All right, tell you what. You have some of those. I'll have some of these.
Kind of hot.
Here's, well, they got sriracha on them.
Mm.
So here's the deal. We're going to get you half off your first Nature Box. The beauty of Nature Box is these are delivered to your door every month. Now, some people have written to us and said, there's not enough once a month. I want them every day. You could have them every day. You can have it as often as you want. You just have to, you know, buy it. Most people will get one box a month. You can pick from hundreds of different snacks, all of them, again, beautifully made, very healthy. Here's how it works. You go there. If you wish, you can just get a completely random box, or you can narrow it down. They have a variety of dietary needs they serve. Vegan, soy-free, gluten-conscious, lactose-free, nut-free, non-GMO. You could also select sweet, spicy, savory. The next time low blood sugar causes you to wander like Sarah Lane, you're going to want to eat
Don't
a little
like
guilt-free Nature Box. How about smoky pumpkin seeds? Lemon pucker pistachios.
Ooh.
They have dried fruits of a lot of kinds. Dried pears. Mm-hmm. I love the dried pineapple. It's the best I've ever had.
I like
had.
The plantain.
Plantains are
mm-hmm.
fabulous.
Yep.
Mm.
They taste like potato chips. Give me these pistachio power clusters. Give me these. Come on now. I'm just not going to watch you.
That's good. 50% off your first Nature Box at naturebox.com/twit. Stay full. Stay strong. Go to naturebox.com/twit. We thank him so much for making iPad Today possible.
We love you, Nature Box.
Not just with their Nature Box advertising,
but
with food that we love.
Just look at food. If there's food, I have to eat.
We haven't had lunch. It's okay.
I'm on a seafood diet.
You see food, you eat it.
Hey. So, Foursquare has gotten a big overhaul. In fact, last Thursday, Amber and I talked to Dennis Crowley, who's the
love that interview
co-founder
on the social hour.
And CEO of Foursquare. Thank you very much. Yeah, he was awesome, very enlightening, and he kind of walked us through what the company was thinking when they made such big changes to Foursquare. Now, Foursquare is still not an iPad native app; it is an iPhone app, but it works quite well on the iPad.
That makes sense because it's you're traveling around and you're checking in. We loved Foursquare when it first came out, and to be mayor. You'd fight over
right,
who's mayor.
Right, yeah. O'Malik and I were battling for the mayorship of Slack Glass Coffee for years.
I still do that, and I think part of the problem
is... Well, there's not really an opportunity to do that anymore.
It was kind of dying out, right. People weren't doing it anymore.
What Foursquare has done is not only changed the design, the color scheme, everything about it is different, but they decided, we're just going to focus on food. So... Do you want breakfast, brunch, lunch, coffee, dinner, dessert, maybe some nightlife? There's some shopping, but that's, you know, again, based on food or just fun. But it's all about, okay, you're in an unfamiliar neighborhood or you're just looking for something new. Based on this huge trove of data that the company's been collecting from all of us who have been checking in over the years, the company knows quite a bit about what people like. People have left tips. You know, I was just eating at my favorite Vietnamese noodle soup place the other night, and I fired up Foursquare to see what other people liked on the menu because I always get the same thing.
That's actually a good use for it.
Yeah, and I ended up getting the garlic noodles, which I've never gotten before because it's like there were like 15 tips in a row of people saying, "Oh my gosh, garlic noodles are off the chain," and they were. So you can go ahead and search for something. Or you can say something like, you know, best nearby. Of course, we're in Petaluma right now, so it's going to show me stuff that's
we've got some great,
the best nearby, like the CVS Pharmacy. That's a little bit strange.
Huh.
Lagunitas, Hallie's Diner, Mi Pueblo, which is one of my favorite Mexican places. Look, Chad says, I think I've ordered the number 5 a billion times.
I bet it's Archad, too.
It is Archad because he's
red.
You can
red
see that
head.
He's... Yeah, it's Archad. Chad Johnson. You get information about the neighborhood. You can
it's
get
kind of fun when you see all your walking. Friends in there.
Yeah.
And that's because they did 4-square check-ins, right?
Yes.
Well, so what's going to happen? It's not going to happen anymore? There are no more check-ins? It's over?
No, you can check in. In fact, if you were to say, okay, let me check in here at Mi Pueblo,
yeah.
which is right down the street,
yeah.
then it'll say, you would like to check in with the Swarm app.
It launched a different app.
Yes, Foursquare is now 2 different apps. This is that kind of, where's Leo right now? Leo has checked into a destination, and it's very polarizing, honestly.
Well, it's more than that, because they took out badges and mayorships, which were the gamification
right.
of it. And I wanted to be mayor. I liked earning badges. Now, they still have these little stickers, and you can earn more stickers.
Yeah, but it's really de-emphasized.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I think I know why this happened.
Why?
VentureBeat had an article yesterday. They're quoting App Annie, who keeps track of application traffic. And this very depressing graph, Foursquare, was the download rate of Foursquare on iOS was plummeting, getting lower and lower and lower. The day before the relaunch, they were 1,221st overall. The following day, they jumped to 457.
Mm.
So it VentureBeat calls it a pivot, and I think in some ways it really is a kind of a change of what Foursquare does. So the pivot so far has done well. A lot of people downloaded Swarm. They're still checking in, and of course everybody's downloading the Foursquare app for the tips. But you got to wonder how much Yelp has hurt them.
Well, that's the interesting thing about Foursquare is more than ever, it's really rivaling Yelp. It's like, okay, you're on the go. You're looking for, a cool cafe or whatever. I love how my expertise in progress is coffee shops, Mexican, and then salon.
So they did. They give you some rewards, I guess, still.
Yeah,
you get the expertise
exactly.
Rewards.
Like, yeah. I had left a tip here at my restaurant, but the foie gras and the shrimp spring rolls are perfect dinner for one. Because
that's depressing.
No, I like eating alone. I mean, that's what I tell myself.
I miss Saigon, Vietnam. So
now it's the kind of place that people are eating alone all the time.
Do you think the world has divided itself now into two types of people, those who use Yelp and those who use Foursquare? They're really, you're going to pick one. You're not going to use both, are you?
No, you're not, really.
I downloaded Yelp just to kind of think. I've had a Yelp account for a long time. Just think, should I start checking in on Yelp from now on? There seems to be more reviews and more tips on Yelp. They've been doing that particular thing longer. Plus, it's not just food. It's hotels. It's attractions. It's other stuff,
Well, Yelp
too.
Is local businesses.
Yeah, just all
and
businesses.
And Foursquare is
food.
Food. Food and drink and, entertainment, that sort of thing. And we asked Dennis about that, and he just said, that was basically where all their data was coming from anyway. He
yeah.
realized that that's what people talk about. Yeah, that's
yeah.
what people talk about. If you have a good meal, you're happy to share it. Foursquare, the new app, is in a way that I don't feel is very pushy. Really walks you through, okay, here are all of the features that are designed to help making leaving a review as easy as possible. Yeah, it's like it's not an issue. Now the Swarm app, I don't know. I feel like the jury's out on that one because
well, but without check-ins, doesn't Foursquare start to die because it needs that? That's the data that they're using.
Exactly, which is why they do this whole switcheroo back and forth. The company realized it was too much all in one app, but
right.
you have to keep it as seamless as possible so that when I say check in. And you launch the other app, it's not that hard. And it isn't. I mean, you have the Swarm app downloaded once and then it
is it
not
really,
hard.
Though? Is it really too much?
I don't think it
to
is.
To have all that in one app? I don't think it is.
I have found, so when Swarm and Foursquare split into two, that was earlier this year, and I was, it was ingrained in me that I check in at Sightglass every morning because, again,
right.
I want that mayorship.
Right.
Or I wanted to retain it. So for a while on Swarm, I was still checking in every morning. And then after a while, I was sort of like, why am I doing this? I'm not competing against anybody.
Has Zone given up?
Well,
nobody's mayor.
It doesn't, like,
no more mayor.
I'm mayor forever because I happen to be mayor when they made the change. Yes. So, but it's like, do my friends care about my morning habits so that they see I check in at Sightglass every day at 7:30?
No, like, but Foursquare does dumb. Because that's information that
but
they
like,
want.
But I've already checked in like 100 million times. So I don't feel like Foursquare. Are you all right?
I'm all right. Just I got a little pistachio nut cluster.
Pistachio on the nut cluster.
In the throat.
Make sure you eat your Nature Box responsibly with a glass of water.
I got it right here.
Don't be like Leo.
But Yelp, by the way, still has check-ins.
Yep.
Got the reviews. They always encourage you to write reviews.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I don't know. And then all of these apps require people to adopt them and use them. And I thought Foursquare's genius was that it was a game. It was fun and you wanted to compete. You take the game out, I think you start losing data. I feel like this is a lost cause for Foursquare. I hate to say it because I was one of its early adopters. I love it. I still use it.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it's not. The future's not bright.
I hope you're wrong. I have, for years, I felt that Foursquare is actually more fun to use when I'm in a new place for the first time.
Yes, it's great, isn't it? As is Yelp.
But that's why, yes, Yelp. But and, Foursquare is more, I feel like on mobile, it is just a better experience than the Yelp.
The real competition, let's face it, is Google Maps. Mm. Google bought Zagat.
Mm-hmm.
Bing has Yelp, by the way, integrated into it. But those map apps, between the two of them, you know, you're already using the map. You're already navigating. And then it says, you know, and Google's really made this even better in maps. There's a little button you could press to see what's nearby. And so they're doing all of the same functionality. And they get all the information anyway because, you know, Google's a massive data vacuum.
Yeah.
It's an interesting time.
That's a good point.
And remember Gowalla, which was a Foursquare competitor, did go out of business.
Well, Facebook bought it.
I mean, Facebook bought it and killed it. They don't do they? In Facebook check-ins. What do you still do places? No.
You know, I uploaded a photo of a friend over the weekend, and I did associate it with location.
Mm.
And I thought about it at the time, like, should I do this? Do I care? Does anyone else care? And then I thought, well, whatever. I'll just do it. Because it was easy enough.
I think there's a
But I kind of felt like, I don't know why.
There's a certain, you know, kind of lifespan for social media apps. Mm. Path, we've talked about this before, it's kind of dying out.
Yeah, Path is...
There's a natural curve. People adopt it, they get excited, and they move on. Messenger apps, same thing's happening.
Foursquare knew that the whole check-in mayor thing was just like, they had gotten all the people that they were ever going to get, and then a lot of those people stopped caring.
Right.
So it's like you...
They had to do something.
You're going to die.
Well, that's what VentureBeat says. They would have died otherwise, and maybe they still will, but at least they've made a move. You know, you mentioned the Social Hour.
I did.
And I was watching the Social Hour.
You were.
I was.
Yeah,
and you got me so excited.
I did. I went out
and I bought a product that you guys talked about.
Oh, my.
It's fragile, so be very careful.
What this is. I'm not going to look at the sender because I don't remember. We talk about lots of products.
Yeah. This is one I think you mocked.
Oh, did we?
But I was watching and I had my credit card in hand and I thought, well, they may not like it, but I think I'm going to enjoy this. I'll give you a hint. It comes from the Vermont Novelty Toaster Corporation.
Oh, my. I did. Oh, no.
I did. So you were talking about... Oh, man, this is hard to get into. Again, with the preparation, I should have pre-cut the tape.
It's all right. No, this makes it more exciting. It's like Christmas morning.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, my God.
This is exciting. This is very exciting. Now, I can't decide if I'm going to take this home or leave it here. It's called Burnt Impressions. Probably not a good name for a toaster.
Why?
Well, you don't want to associate burnt with toast.
Well, but you're burning in an image of some kind.
This is the image that it burns in.
Oh, my gosh. You bought Twit Toaster.
Yeah, this is Twit Toast. And they actually, which is nice, they send you a sample. They show you, yeah, it actually worked. That remember on the website, they say, if we squint and look at your design and we can't still see it, we're not going to make it because it's too detailed.
Right.
Apparently, this worked just great. So if you would do the honors, Burke or somebody, and
make us some
bring
toast.
Us some white bread. you have any. And look at this. Got Twit colors and everything.
That is so cute.
Isn't that great? It's a Twit toaster.
I love it.
Thank you, Vermont Novelty Toaster Corporation.
Can you remind us how much you paid for this?
It wasn't expensive.
It was like $50 or something?
Yeah, 40. It wasn't too bad.
And so when you...
I don't know how it works.
When you burn...
Oh, I see.
You burn in the... It just... What? It just gets... It's like it gets closer than, I guess, the average toast, right?
No, it looks like a regular... See, it's just like a regular toaster.
Okay.
It's magic.
Oh, it's magic.
It's because it says Twit on the side. They know what to do.
Uh-huh.
Do we have any...
I don't think we have toast.
Do we not have bread?
Have you seen our cupboards?
We don't have bread?
They're like made of...
Caramel
M&Ms
and sweet cookies.
Right.
Padre, come on. You have some white bread in your packet. Don't you have like a... isn't there like an emergency clerical supply kit with... Do you have any, like maybe communion wafers we could toast? That would be bad. That would be wrong. All right, well, you'll just have to take it on faith that this toasts Twit to the bread.
Before next week, this is the website, which really, I mean, the website is, they could possibly use a little something.
I think this looks good. It looks like Twit. They actually toast bread.
Here's the only
And they take a picture of it.
Here's the only problem with it. And I don't want to be a negative Nancy about something so wonderful. However, if you like uniformly toasted toast, that's not what this is.
No, it's not toasted uniform.
It's only toasted on the logo part. And so all of your crust is going to be untoasted, which means your butter is not going to melt in a way that is pleasing to me.
It's going to melt in the Twit shape.
I won't come over to your house for breakfast.
It'll be Twit butter.
Twit butter.
All right, well.
This is weird. Mm-hmm. You know what? Thank you for doing this. You've gone the extra mile in a way that I could never.
BurtImpressions.com.
BurtImpressions.com.
Yeah. And I also have another novelty item.
Okay.
Have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy yet?
Nope.
Great movie. You may remember the star of the Guardians of the
Galaxy.
There are
like audible gasps in our studio, by the way, because everybody loves this movie so much.
It is a great movie, and the star of it, there are several stars, but one of the stars is a character called Groot, who actually is a tree. Now, as with all Marvel movies, you want to stick around for the end of the show. And at the end of the show, Groot does a little... dancing.
Oh, that's what Groot means.
What?
Oh, I just keep seeing that, and I didn't know what it meant.
Well, all Groot can do is say, "I am Groot."
Yeah,
so
but
that's kind of limiting.
But I've seen like these Groot jokes, and I didn't understand what it meant.
Now you know why everybody's talking about this. It's the movie of the weekend, right? And let me just play "I Want You Back" because that's the song Groot dances best to.
Okay.
We've plugged Groot into the back of this. All right, let me press play, and then turn Groot on here, and press the little Groot dance button.
So, does he dance?
He's supposed to. Patrick! You can't buy this in any store. Patrick Delahanty and his lovely fiancée Svetlana manufactured this by hand.
What? Well, I don't understand. What does it have to do with your iPad?
It's going
to
dance. Well, it's coming out of my iPad.
Oh, it's coming. That's where the music's coming from.
Is Groot broken?
Groot broke.
Oh, if you look at him, he gets shy?
There's something wrong with it. Why don't you turn it off and turn it on again?
You're a genius. It is handmade.
Yeah, but it still should work. Or I don't really know what I'm looking at.
Oh. What's the bong mean?
How sad. Yeah, well.
Well, Groot's not dancing right now, but maybe a little. You know what? If nobody says anything, we'll just put Groot over here, and maybe later.
Maybe he'll fix himself.
He'll say, nobody's paying attention to me.
So, Patrick... who works with us built this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. My expectations are managed.
We have to reboot Groot.
Yeah, let's reboot Groot. So we got an email from Laurent.
That was mean. Your expectations are managed.
Well,
that's mean.
Why?
The toaster worked.
That's not. I mean, is it mean? Good. I think my point was made already.
Hit the volume up and power key to reboot.
I just don't even quite know what's happening. So we got an email from Laurent who says, my question in your exploration of apps available for Apple products. Have you run into an app that can put a passcode on another app, or could a folder containing apps be password protected? I would love an app that does that. Negative.
Negatory. You can make encrypted data on an iPad, but you couldn't read it by anything else. So.
You can't lock a folder either.
There are no folders on the iPad.
Well, there
really?
Are. Yeah, right, exactly.
Right?
You're just grouping stuff.
You don't have file, you know, you don't have a file system.
It's not, yeah,
it's
there's
not visible.
No hierarchy of any kind. Yeah. You can't do that. You can, I think, actually, there are ways around this.
Will you see if you can figure it out while I work on Groot?
On Groot? You're just not going to give that up, are you? Well, there he goes.
See, he just needed a little time.
Does he just do the one dance, or does he do other stuff?
What do you mean? That's what he does. He's Groot. By the way, the only thing he can say is, I am Groot. So you want him to have multiple dances?
Okay. I just don't like the Jackson 5. I think that's my main issue with this. It's like, this isn't fun.
Look at that hip action. Bum-bum-bum-bum. Bum 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 bum. Just happy.
I hate it.
You hate the Jackson 5. You've never seen Guardians of the Galaxy. Of course you hate it. All right. Groot, I'm sorry.
Oh, see?
She's a grumpy person.
He's
it's not
cute
her
when
fault.
He stops.
It's not her fault.
I know.
Patrick. Thank you.
They made me this way.
I am Groot.
Okay, so, sorry, Laurent. Besides some, like, shady apps that are designed to lock other apps, Apple just doesn't want
If you
want
to
do
encrypted messaging, there are a number of apps that will do that, like Silent Circle and Crypto Cat, and there are apps like that. But in taking data that's on your iPad and encrypting it so that nobody can see it, now, don't forget, your iPad is encrypted,
right?
But one message that is important, and we found that out from Jonathan Jodarski's talk at the hacker convention, HopeX, about 3 weeks ago, it's encrypted when it's off. So when you turn an iOS device off, all the data is encrypted.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you turn it, if you have a passcode, as soon as you turn it on and enter your passcode, it unencrypts it, and it stays unencrypted even if the screen is off. So don't assume that because your screen is blank that you've got encrypted data on here. It's only when the iPad is fully shut down. That's true of an iPhone, too. So there is encryption in that regard. It's built into the operating system. Use a passcode, and you'll be encrypted.
I think what he wanted was just, hey, there's, like, these two apps that I want to lock down. And just have the rest of my iPad work normally.
Nope.
Did not work that way. Nope. Kind of think of it as system-wide. We got a great email from Neil, who is Don Cornelius in chat, who says, in response to our productivity apps that we talked about, I think it was last week, right?
Yep.
He had a great list of stuff that he uses for his own productivity. And he even said, you know, what it really comes down to being productive, I've got to have my desktop. The iPad works for some things, but it could never be, or at least at this point, it cannot be my only computer that I'm using on a regular basis. That said, he says remote desktop, Evernote, Keynote, Apple Mail because it supports Exchange, Clear Day, that I don't know, Lime Chat, which is an IRC client, IM Plus Pro. Mm-hmm. I guess he's still, you know.
He's a desktop type guy, it sounds like.
Yeah, AOL Instant Messenger kind of stuff. Yeah. Camera to capture whiteboards, which is very good thinking.
Yeah.
Salesforce to look at support tickets.
Mm-hmm.
He says Safari is his catch-all. And yeah, it's a good little list. I mean,
but notice
with
he
the
has...
exception of Clear Day, I think we've talked about all of these apps before.
Well, let's see Clear Day. You'd notice, though, that he uses a virtual private networking to access a desktop computer, so
Clear
he can
Day
do all of that, too.
Clear Day is a new name for Weather HD. They changed the name.
Oh, we love Weather HD.
That's why we didn't recognize it. Yeah, it's a great app. Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted you. What were you saying?
Oh, no, I'm just saying because he's using a remote desktop application, he is kind of, in a way, able to do big boy computing on his iPad.
Exactly.
Because he will log into his desktop computer that way.
Yep. Clear Day, huh? Well, that's good to know. Yeah, I don't know. I thought that was some.
I guess
you could, that is productivity. You know, if you need an umbrella.
Yeah.
Be productive when you get dressed in the morning.
I get in trouble a lot for saying that the iPad is not a creation tool. Of course, it's a creation tool.
Sure.
But it isn't
more
a computer.
More so
it's
than it was.
It's
at
not
the
a full blown laptop or desktop computer. You still need that for some things, not all things. You know, Jeff Jarvis on Twig last week. Said my Mac broke, and I don't think I'm going to buy another one. I don't think I need a computer anymore. I can do everything I need to do on a Chromebook, a tablet, and a phone.
Well, he must not do a lot of...
He writes. That's all he does. He's a writer, right? He's a professor and a journalist and a writer.
Well, that's...
But if you're a coder, that's no good. If you're, do professional photography, you need a desktop. If you're a video editor, pro things, yes. But I think a lot of stuff you don't really need a computer for anymore. Do you really, let's face it, need a computer?
Yeah.
Good, we're getting you one.
Yeah, I know. Yay.
Are you sure you need it, really?
Well, my 2010 era iPad Air is curiously not dead yet. But I mean, it's been threatening to die for 2 years.
You've tried. You've been trying to kill it.
It's, I don't know, it just keeps ticking.
Show rundowns, prepping the show. You couldn't do that on an iPad?
No, because Google Sheets is super annoying to add data entry in on the iPad.
Right.
It can be done, but it's way easier on a laptop. Besides that, I was looking at plane tickets recently, and even then it's like, so I'll look up on HipMunk really quickly because I love the HipMunk app.
You can use an iPad for
that? On my app. Yeah, and in fact, it's kind of like more fun, really, than just going to HipMunk.com. And then sometimes when it comes to like entering data, I'm like, I feel more comfortable on my laptop. I don't really know why that is. That's you. And...
This is true excitement. I'd like to share this with you. One for you, one for me.
Thank you.
This is Twit Toast.
Oh, it's so warm.
You see, it does. It toasts the other side.
Now, here's the deal. This is what I was afraid of. I was like, ew, who wants this?
But the other side
actually
is toasted.
Toasty. Think of how much a kid would enjoy this. And
do you think we could sell these?
Why?
Don't eat it. It's
what do you mean, don't eat
it's
it?
It's prop toast. You never eat prop toast.
God, that was so mean. You gave me good toast. Smelled so good.
Wow, that is cool.
And you told me not to eat it.
BurntImpressions.com.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Now I need a grilled cheese sandwich. Okay, let's go to a couple of our voicemails. Steve has a thought about the future of Touch ID.
Hey, Leo and Sarah, this is Steve from New Hampshire, and I have a quick idea question. Maybe I'm not the first person to think about this, but I know with the extensions and everything and 1Password and the fingerprint Touch ID and everything with the probably we're going to, assuming
talking about iOS 8.
The iPad and obviously already there in the iPhone 5S. I know that you can already, in the betas of iOS 8, you can use the fingerprint to access your passwords and other apps. What if Apple, obviously, can connect, with pages and numbers and stuff like that and email when you walk up to your Mac? What if you can use the Touch ID on your iPhone or iPad to unlock things on your Mac via Touch ID or, the same principle they're using with pages and email and stuff like that? Just a thought. Talk to you later.
Steve C. in our chat room.
Talk to you later, Steve.
So that's a great thought. And because of continuity, that's that technology that will be part of Yosemite and iOS 8.
Correct.
And you can hand off what you're doing from one to the other, including, by the way, phone calls. So you could be on your desktop place a phone call and it rings the phone on your iPhone. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that that is very possible, that that would be one
answer
way Apple would add. Yeah, that would be one way for Apple to add fingerprint reading to Macintosh. But then you'd have to have an iPhone, or if it's on an iPad, the Touch ID on the iPad.
What's the name of that third-party app? Yeah, Jack Red, I think you've got, you're on the right track in our chat
Knock.
Room.
You're thinking
yeah,
of Knock.
Thinking of Knock.
Yeah, that's that's the one which I don't really like because...
You can unlock your computer when your iPhone knocking, gets close enough.
Yeah, you knock your... But unfortunately, I set this up. It uses Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. And you... can unlock, or maybe it's me, I can unlock your computer. It didn't distinguish between my Mac and your Mac.
Oh, that's
in
right.
Setup.
That's right.
And so I can unlock yours, or you can, I can't
yeah,
remember
I was
which.
Sitting over here, and yeah. I could unlock your Mac.
Yeah. Was,
that and them.
I didn't like that.
No.
So you were knocking my Mac.
I was just, yeah, you know, don't let me know.
It was a neat
Mac.
Idea, though.
Yeah.
But I think in execution, not so good, and that's why probably when Apple does it, it would be better.
It was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's,
I still have it on here. In fact, it launches, and I'm afraid that you will unlock my Mac.
I had forgotten all about it, but yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
Wait a minute. Now, I can unlink your Sarah Cake 5S.
That's my...
That's the one you lost.
No, they're always called Sarah Cake 5S.
They're all called Sarah Cake?
Sarah Cake Banana Pie Ice Cream Cone. That was what my grandma used to call
me. Oh, I'm going to call you Sarah Cake
from
now
really
on.
That's really weird. I don't know why I'm telling you that. Okay.
So I can unlink it. And then join it with another phone. But it was weird to me that without you doing anything, my Mac now was knocked by your phone.
Yeah, that's not... That's,
and it's not secure because it's a Touch ID. If you use Touch ID, then maybe... That's
Sorry about that.
Wow.
For some reason, I just want to say, I'm hooked on a feeling.
Is that Brian's way of being like, move on?
Ooga chucka.
Ooga,
Ooga chucka.
Wow.
I don't... That was... Odd.
That's just, I don't know what to do about that. Let's go on to another voicemail. This one is from somebody who declined to name himself, but he has a question about saving data.
Hi, Leo and Sarah. If you have a smaller iPad mini and you find yourself always filling it up, what's the best way to configure it? And if you delete the photos on your iPad, are they still saved on your Dropbox? Thanks, bye.
Yes, and that's certainly one good way is to make, and I see people with iPhones, they have 4 years of photos on their iPhone.
Right.
Certainly would help to delete that kind of stuff. Music, too. You know, the music apps we show next week on the show.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point.
We have more why do you keep bringing us Twit Toast? This is one we can eat?
Yes.
No, well, I don't want it anymore.
This was on the floor?
Oh, great. Yes.
But
basically,
that wasn't.
I just licked the floor. Cool.
Don't wear out the toaster.
All right, fine. Thank you very much. Just what we need is
so,
to eat some toast.
Dropbox is not a backup service. It's a sync service. Very important. So technically, if you're syncing with Dropbox and it deletes, you would delete it locally. It would delete on Dropbox. But I don't think with the photo syncing it does that. I think it's saved. I'll have to look. But I think the camera stuff is saved forever.
It is.
It's a backup. In this case, it is a backup.
There are also
so is PhotoStream.
There are some other options you have anonymous with if this then that. You could every time you've got a photo in your PhotoStream, for example, you could save that to Dropbox, save a copy, or some other service. Doesn't have to be Dropbox, but if you already use Dropbox, that would be sort of a no-brainer.
Here's what Dropbox says: with camera upload, the photos and videos you take with your camera, phone, or tablet will upload automatically to Dropbox. You have to have a Dropbox account, of course. Install the Dropbox app, meaning they'll be safely backed up and viewable anywhere. So it, unlike the other ways Dropbox does stuff, this is not syncing. This is a backup. It is, in fact, a backup feature. So that's one way to save some space. Music as well. Music apps, many music apps will allow you to stream music. iTunes Match will let you stream music. You don't have to download it or delete it after you stream and listen to it. Videos, same thing. You want to delete those. The other thing, we've talked about this. We show this all the time. The usage section of the settings menu, settings application, will show you what's using space. A lot of apps are very big, especially games can be over a gigabyte. So you want to be cautious about what apps you install and uninstall anything that you don't use, especially those big, big apps. But the easiest thing to do is go look in the usage section and see what's using up all your space and delete the stuff that you don't need, including pictures. you smile as if, you, like the Mona Lisa, you know something.
Am I Mona Lisa smiling
you
right
do.
Now?
You do. You're Mona Lisa smiling right now.
Mm. That's a movie, isn't it? Mona Lisa
mm-hmm.
Smile?
Yeah.
Who was in that? Julia
Bob
Roberts?
Hoskins?
Oh, I don't know. No, it's everything that you said was good. I just felt very artsy for a moment. We love hearing from you, by the way. A bunch of voicemails, actually, this week. We tried to, you know, offer,
we got a few of them in.
Offer a couple
Julia
of them.
Julia Roberts is in that.
Aha!
Wow,
aha!
You're good. You're
like
very
an
good.
Elephant. You can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. Or you can send us a video. Or you can, well, that's, you know. See? I mean.
Just like you. In the little corners that turn up. Yeah. Oh, that's so Mona Lisa. Wow.
Nailed it. Okay, well...
Maggie Gyllenhaal is in that.
Gyllenhaal, I believe it.
And in fact, Bob Hoskins is not in that.
Oh.
Kirsten Dunst is in that.
I don't think I've seen it.
Julia Stiles is in that.
Oh, Julia Stiles. Save Last Dance.
Wow.
Whatever happened to her?
I must have been thinking of a different movie.
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
Your hat?
What? You.
Why are you wearing such a silly hat?
No, so your hat. So Jeff Needles does this to me. He's sabotaging me week after week. Your hat is very relevant because we talked about Disney.
I'm wearing my Oswald the Rabbit hat.
There you go, earlier in the show. This is more of a, you know, I'm kind of a raver, you know? I'm a 90s raver. On the inside, I'm just
You
still
got the
in
hustle
the 90s.
And the flow,
I'm
girl.
Raving.
You're Iggy Azalea writ large.
I guess you could kind of think of this as a little bit of a it's too large to be hip hop. It's cartoonish. It's like, I mean, I could take this to Burning Man and I think people would be like, that's so
nice
cool.
costume.
Yeah, you could like put food in here or something. Drugs.
Well, it's for your dreads.
It's for your dreads, right? Or, you know, whatever. Okay, so this is the part of the show where Leo and I pick a app that we like. We wear hats while doing it and we call them the App Cap Awards because I like to humiliate myself and others.
You look cute in that hat.
Well,
you look great.
I don't know, Leo.
Yes, and your t-shirt says Princess.
Well, you know,
I like that so much. You should wear that next week.
It doesn't just. You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, I could do that for you.
Would you?
I would love to.
Please, because I think you are a princess.
Well, you know, my name means princess.
Sarah.
Yeah.
I thought it meant Sarah Cake Banana Bread.
Sarah Cake Banana Pie Ice Cream Cone.
Okay.
This is not. I'm not the kind of person who wears a shirt that says princess like I'm three. However.
Well, yes, you are actually.
If you notice, no, there's more to it. If you notice. The specific font might be familiar to you because it's Prince's font, the artist.
Yeah, so Prince. You're not Prince, you're Princess.
This is Maya Rudolph's Prince cover band that she sings and tours in called Princess.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a band t-shirt.
It's a band t-shirt.
I like it. You know what? I like it so much, I want you to wear that exact ensemble next week.
I'll do it.
Minus
I'll wash
the hat.
It. I'll wash it, and I'll wear this exact
Please
same
do.
Thing. Okay, so my app cap is, this sounds kind of dumb, but it's Wikipedia. Wikipedia actually has a really nice iPad app.
Really?
Yeah, we've never talked about it before. Huh. Well, I don't think actually there was one.
Or there have been apps, one of which downloaded the entire Wikipedia to your iPad, which is probably not a good idea.
Well, yeah, it's huge. Yeah. And then there's, you know, this sort of like issue if you want offline access and this and that.
Well, this is not, there is no offline access
right.
to this.
Right, this is, it's as if you're going to Wikipedia online.
Right.
What's nice is that you can kind of be like, okay, so what's going on today? Here's today's featured
article. That's the front
article.
Page, which I love.
Yeah. Or you can, it's almost like the Wikipedia's answer to I'm Feeling Lucky, where it's just sort of the random one, where you just
Always
get
fun.
Like, I'm going to learn about Ironclad Tactics, which is a strategy-based video game created by independent developer Zachtronics Industries. What?
That's, I thought, you know, kind of dumb me, I thought it was about the Monitor and the Merrimack and how one could defeat the other using Ironclad Tactics.
Here's what's kind of neat, because Ironclad Tactics happens to be something that's pretty fleshed out on Wikipedia. So you can see the different categories. Anybody who reads a lot of Wikipedia knows that there's, you know, it gets broken down depending on what you're reading about. This is gameplay, reception, external links, official website, blah, blah, blah. So if you go to recent, you can see what you looked at recently. And if you obviously search for something in particular, then you would, you know, that history actually ends up being pretty helpful. If I'm searching for, what are we going to search for? Voltron.
That's interesting that it popped into your brain. Defender of the universe. We were talking about the you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, so that's probably where
that
came from.
So there you go. There's, you know, there's quite a bit of Voltron information. If you want to skip around, you can do so. I just like
it doesn't look like there's any images. Are there images?
Yeah, you saw the image.
Oh, there was an image.
Yeah. Okay. It depends on the article, of course.
Right. I would expect a Voltron picture, but maybe not.
Well, didn't I just see one?
Maybe I'm missing it. I looked away briefly. Perhaps that's when it
flashed. No, but I'm looking at the top again. I swear it was there. Huh. Am I crazy?
The text of Wikipedia would easily fit on your iPad. It's the images that would add a lot of space to it. What the heck?
Well, that's
now you can edit it.
If you go into edit mode.
Wow.
That's, you know, you got to be careful
with that.
Should
give
that
to the House of Representatives. I think they could use that.
Yeah, no kidding. You got to be careful with that, of course, because Wikipedia, people who are, you know, logged in, that's one thing. If you're just anonymously changing stuff, it won't stay there very long because they do a pretty good job of it. I don't know. And that, of course, you would log in on this page here.
How does it get updated? It gets updated because it's pulling from the web each time you go.
Yeah.
So it's always up to date.
That's right.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. But I know you can save pages, which is cool.
Yeah. So
if you were researching something.
If I was like, oh, this is cool, you know, Hurricane John, 1994 Pacific season. Okay. I've been thinking about hurricanes a lot lately. Let's just go ahead and
save
the article.
Because you're going to Hawaii.
Because, yeah, exactly. Then it's in my saved page here.
Neat.
Ta-da! Even though it's, you know, it's today's.
So that's for offline use. You could save considerable portions. There are some images. I see images here.
Yeah. Yeah, you got some images here, which if you click on, you can get larger
versions.
There's
a hurricane.
That's what a hurricane looks like, folks. It's scary stuff. Hide your wives. All right, that's Wikipedia. It is completely free, and it's, you know, why not have it? Why not have it on your iPad?
Not?
That way, if for whatever reason you're just not in the mood to use Safari or some other browser, got it here.
It must have been almost 2 years ago that Google came out with a game for Android. It was kind of an interesting game. It was a location-based game. You would go to somewhere, usually a public facility like the post office over here at Petaluma Post Office, and you would use your phone to hack it. Now, you weren't really hacking it, but they would give you instructions and you would do things, and then you would take over the post office. The goal was, there were two different teams, the goal was to take over spaces in towns and have more space, and it was called Ingress. It was a really interesting idea in the sense that Google was getting a lot of location information. We couldn't really figure out why. They made it for free. Recently, just a few weeks ago, came out for iOS, so you can play Ingress on the iPhone. But lo and behold, there's also an iPad version of this game. It is a portrait mode only game. Here we are. Let me plug my audio in because the Ingress lady, the robot's going to talk to us here in just a second. So we have to have location-based services. Now, I turned that on, but let me see. Please ensure that settings, privacy, location services are enabled. So let me just quickly go into my settings and privacy, location services. Well, that seems to be an error there, but maybe, oh, I know, because it's a new app, you have to enable it specifically in that app. It had asked me, and I thought I said yes. So obviously it needs to know where you are. Now it's going to zoom right in. Here we are. We're in Petaluma, California. Now, there. I am a member of, I forgot, see, here's the Phoenix Theater mural, all right, which is right across the street from us. Now, I can hack it, deploy a resonator. I'm not sure who owns this currently. It looks like Patrick owns this?
Yeah, that's Patrick.
Oh, that's awesome. So a lot of us have been playing it. I am not a hardcore Ingress player. So I've got a portal key here. You can see some of the other things around there. So he's Durandal 350Z. All right, I should get him out here tell me how to play this game.
Padre's an expert.
Padre, you're an Ingress expert? I have to say, I'm really happy with how it looks on the iPad. They've done a very nice job. There's Volpe's, the restaurant across the street from us, and you see that it is owned now by, you know, it's, it looks like Lunacy Fox, Durandal, and your mom have really taken over this area of Petaluma. That's her name, your mom. Is that Padre?
No, I'm Padre SJ.
You're Padre SJ. Are you playing the game right now, Padre SJ? All right, you're going to have to walk me through this. I played it for a little while. It involved too much walking around. No, the other thing I kind of bugged me is that the robot, you know, the computer girl, is very loud, and I didn't really like standing outside of government buildings hacking stuff, and she would say, "You've hacked it now." And I just thought that can only lead to trouble. But it is a really kind of a fun game. A lot of people are playing this. What are the teams again? There's the
Resistance and Enlightened.
Enlightened and the Resistance. I'm in the Resistance. Are you Resistance?
We're all Resistance.
Oh, everybody's Resistance. Here's the Seed Bank. Looks like Mr. Fun Socks owns that one. But I'm close enough, I guess, to deploy status, but not to hack it. You have to be right in front of it. You see, actually, it's funny, since I've played last, a lot of Petaluma has really become...
This is the map that you can get on.
There you are. You're playing too, Cranky Hippo.
Maybe.
Well, now you can get it on iOS, and if you've been feeling left out because all the Android kids, all the cool Android kids are playing Ingress, now you can play. It is a game created by Google for reasons no one understands. It is really a fun game to play if you're on a bicycle because you can get around. But you can do it as you walk around. And you know what's nice is when I first started playing this 2 years ago, it was mostly government buildings, but now it's actually expanded to it looks like quite a few other buildings. And you can see all the buildings in the area and participate. This is our closest area. Ingress. I love the mural. 42,000 energy buckets.
I've never even heard of this before.
Ingress, you've never heard of?
No.
Well, that's because it's an underground game played by elite hackers.
Ah, very elite.
Yeah.
I gotta laugh. See, it just gives you a sense of the people.
But don't you think they've done a nice job? It's a really nice tablet app on the iPad, I have to say.
It is. It's really cool. Yeah. I just hadn't heard of it before.
Yeah. Ingress.
Ingress. Completely
I think you'll
free.
Like it. Yep, it's free. I don't understand it at all. There's a Petaluma Fire Department. There's a portal key there. There's the mural, and there we go.
So this is a way to make our boring lives more exciting.
Yeah, if I could understand it.
Sure, yeah.
Don't worry, there'll be a know-how about it in a couple weeks.
Are you going to do one?
Oh, good.
Because Padre and Brian are big into it.
Well, and they host Know How, so it works out really well. All right, well, look out for that.
Yeah.
It's another great show on this network.
It's for the elite hackers.
It's for the lead hackers, yes. Totally.
What is the payoff for this game? There is no payoff. It's just
you're
walking around taking over buildings.
It's like your Matrix, right? There's real life, and then there's
Of
the brain.
And
life.
It's the same thing that got you going with Foursquare. You want to, your team owns this plot of land. It's like being the mayor. You're the Ingress owner of this land.
It's kind of like a really nerdy gang fight. Like nobody gets
really,
hurt, but this,
really
like, this is our downtown. We got to take over this
right.
spot.
You know? And you do have to move around because you have to be physically proximate in order to hack a location. You actually have to be there, and then so you are. It does encourage you to get some exercise, which is a lot of fun. Ingress free now on iOS.
Loves it.
I feel like I'm missing something too, but that's because I've got really big ears.
Well, we are old and silly. And that is pretty much it. Speaking of pretty much it, we're done with the show. I think it's time. It's been kind of a weird episode. But
Sarah's going to go to her night job, Dancing with the Lockers. That's exciting. And I'll be seeing downtown Disneyland juggling.
Dancing with the Lockers?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I'm sure we can find video for you.
Okay, good times. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening to this episode of iPad Today. We'll be back next week. I will be wearing the exact same thing as promised. And until then, you stay classy. Ow!